escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game on this Labor Day Monday from the Northern Kia Studios. John Fricke with you. It is Falcons game week, and of course Sunday is going to be a huge day at Mercedes-Benz Stadium. Can't wait to get there, and Sports Radio 92.9 The Game's coverage all week long leading up to it as we get ready for this critical game against Tampa, and the coverage on Sunday, of course, all morning long leading up to the 1 o'clock kickoff between these two will begin at 8 a.m., with the Wade Ford Tailgate Show. We welcome into the program the senior editor of Atlanta Falcons. If anybody knows the Falcons, it's the senior editor of AtlantaFalcons.com, Will McFadden, and he joins us in the WadeFord.com hotline. Well, it's Monday of game week, Will. I got to tell you, I woke up a little bit. I get this nervous energy on game week, especially this opener. I don't know how you're feeling, besides excited about this club, because I really want this season, Will, to be special. I hope it is.
Yeah, I had an extra pep in my step this morning, just like you, John. And yeah, it really does feel like they've been kind of knocking on the door for a little bit now, and I agree. I hope this is the year when you make the stride, you get a lucky break or two, and a player that you were hoping steps up, and you get into the playoffs, because it's been long overdue.
All right, so I got a lot of questions for you. Let's start with, and throughout the questioning, I'll be asking you about what do you expect from. Let's begin at the very top. What do you expect from Michael Penix? He didn't get a chance to take a snap, obviously, in preseason. What do you expect of Michael Penix coming out of the gate in this game?
Yeah, I really do think there's, at least when we're talking expectations, there is a high degree of variability to me. You could tell me that we're talking Monday morning about a 3-touchdown, 0-interception performance, and Michael Penix looks like he's him, right? You could also tell me that we're coming out of this and, you know, there's a touchdown, there's a few interceptions in there. He's below, you know, 60% completion. I'd believe that too, right? So I kind of think that is the big question going into this game, and you're right to identify it, is really what are we looking at? Because we know what the ceiling theoretically can be when you look at Drake London and John Robinson, Kyle Pitts, Darnell Mooney, like the weapons are there. We saw the flashes the last three games, but consistency is always the hardest thing for a young player. And when you are looking at playing a whole season, I do expect there to be a little up and down. So on a 1 week sample size, when the last game I have to go off of is, for all intents and purposes, a very different one than this one coming up on Sunday, it's just hard to tell. You know, I wish I had a better answer for you, but that is what makes it such a fascinating question. Now, I do think that he's got all of the tools to really go out there and look like not only a competent NFL quarterback, but a good one. And he's going to be able to hit all parts of the field. Whether or not Darnell Mooney is available, and that's something we'll see with the injury reports throughout the week, that could play a factor here. But I'm excited because I do think – one way or the other, there's going to be some fireworks in Mercedes-Benz Stadium on Sunday.
Will McFadden, senior editor of AtlantaFalcons.com. It is Monday game week of the Falcons and Buccaneers at Mercedes-Benz Stadium in the season opener. For a long time, Will, we talked about, oh my God, this festering hole at left guard. It just didn't go away. Every year we were trying somebody new there, and then Bergeron finally settled that down, only to have now what everybody is super concerned about, which is even more so than left guard, which is suddenly the blindside right tackle here. So with McGarry out for the year here, Elijah Wilkinson, now you trade for this Michael Jarrell, you bring in a couple of other veterans. Is this going to be a catch-as-catch-can thing over there at right tackle? And what's your confidence level that Wilkinson's going to be able to protect the blind side and keep Michael Penix from getting destroyed?
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Yeah, it absolutely does feel like Elijah Wilkinson is kind of the guy they are slotting in pencil right now to take over that right tackle spot. We spoke with Dwayne Ledford, the offensive line coach, on Thursday, asked him about Elijah Wilkinson and his confidence level. And he brought up the fact that even though, you know, fans here in Atlanta are probably familiar with Elijah from his time playing left guard as one of the, you know, many faces to kind of rotate in there before Matthew Bergeron took over, as you pointed out, he was a tackle in Chicago. So he's got a lot of experience playing all over the offensive line, which is part of the reason that the Falcons valued him in the first place and wanted to bring him back this offseason. So now, you know, that versatility is really going to be called into question. And ultimately, the biggest thing is, yeah, a guy can be versatile, and that's great to have as a reserve player. But Caleb McGarry was, you know, fundamentally involved in their run scheme, especially to the right side. I mean, there were few players, I think, more impactful across the NFL when running behind them as Caleb McGarry. A lot of the metrics kind of bear that out. So, yes, I think Elijah Wilkinson is serviceable. Storm Norton, you know, when is he able to come back? Is that after the bye week at kind of the earliest opportunity? That's going to be a big question, too. But one thing that Dwayne Ledford said Thursday that kind of stuck out to me, and I'm working on a story on it, is just, you know, the best five is really the mentality that they want to take out there. So I would expect there to be a little bit of a competition in practice throughout the week. It does seem like Elijah Wilkinson is a player maybe leading in that competition right now. But I don't think that is settled by any stretch. And Brandon Parker, Jack Nelson, a couple of other names that were mentioned out there, but they're going to be looking at that right tackle spot a lot throughout the week, I bet.
Talking about expectations for the Falcons going into the opening game against Tampa, let's switch to the other side of the ball. What do you expect? We'll talk about personnel in a moment here, but what do you expect about Jeff Ulbrich? What will we see different? Because obviously, you know, playing base in preseason and whatnot from a Jeff Ulbrich defense, as opposed to what we saw with Jimmy Lake. Do you expect that we're going to get, and I'll just throw this out there, a defense that is going to be far more in an attacking variety?
Oh, absolutely. If the text that I received kind of during the first preseason game or any indication, then I think people are going to really latch on and notice just that kind of flying around mentality that became a little bit more commonplace, I think, later on in the DQ years. But if you think back to kind of that transition from Mike Smith in 2014 to then Dan Quinn in 2015, and like the off-season signings of Brooks Reed and kind of those level of player, Leroy Reynolds, and just saying like, all right, well, we need some of these mid-level veterans to come in here and just play with the style that we really want to adopt here. And pretty quickly it became apparent, oh man, these guys just run at a different speed just when the ball is snapped. And that is what I expect day one from this defense. You know, I think when you look at the pass rush and how exactly is that going to unfold, are you blitzing? Are you running simulated pressures? Are you dropping James Pearson? Like, they're going to figure all that out. That is where I do think a week five bye is beneficial. Because it allows at least the defense side of the ball in particular, but offensively with Michael Penix Jr. as well, to get under the hood and tweak some things. So that, I think, will kind of bear out as the season goes along, is who are your best four, how much of a rotation do we want to do. But from day one, from the jump, the thing that I think everybody will notice is just, man, they aren't really second-guessing, because it doesn't appear that they're doing that much thinking after the ball is snapped anyway. It's just supposed to be reactive. It's supposed to be playing on your front foot, and really dictating terms to the offense is what I think they want and what I think you will see a little bit.
Well, it is sort of surprising that this team is going to lean so heavily on four rookies on defense. You know, James Pierce Jr., Jalen Walker, obviously his first round picks, but to start Xavier Watts and to start Billy Bowman, that seems like high risk, high reward to me, but Jordan Fuller, I mean, geez, you know, you tried Simmons, that didn't work, and Fuller, you had to kind of re-sign back to a practice squad. What are your expectations for four rookies having to be able to, you know, impact a game of this magnitude, a game of, you know, where you're facing veterans like Baker Mayfield and Mike Evans and Emeka Abuka. I mean, this is going to be a big challenge.
Yeah, it absolutely will. But I think it's in line with that mentality that we're talking about, right? I think Billy Bowman, you know, you can look at the size limitations. You can look at, there's a reason he was a fourth round pick, and you can point those out if you want. But really, when you talk to the coaching staff about, okay, what is it about Billy over D or something like that? It's kind of the mindset. It's just that mentality of like, man, he kind of just has an edge and a chip on his shoulder, and he is out to prove himself at every turn. And really, that's all of the guys. Now, I think Xavier Watts is a little bit more of the cerebral, quiet, hey, I'm leading from the back, literally and figuratively. And that's, I think, at any one position, safety is kind of the spot that you want it. But as you get closer to the line of scrimmage, you got to be ornery a little bit. And we're seeing that with James Pierce Jr. We're certainly seeing that with Billy Bowman. And so I kind of think that you'll take your lumps in terms of maybe a technical breakdown, or is there a brain fart that comes along with being a young player in the NFL a time or two? Of course, like the mental workload is always the number one thing that you hear when talking to a young player. So that is to be expected. But I think as long as the expectations are kept in check and we're not, you know, looking at them as, hey, they're going to go out and be Richard Sherman for day one. Could they be? Sure. But that shouldn't be the day one expectation. Let's grow and let's learn with these young players. And really the ask should be go out there and play with your hair on fire and go out there and play on your front foot and be the first off the ball. And if they're doing that, then that's a check in the right column. And I know at the end of the day that this is a wins and loss business and you got to have it all ladder up to a W. But I like what I've seen. I think the attitude is correct. And early on this season, it's really about shifting the mindset of the defense, I think, as much as anything. Because if the mindset and this pass rush leads to more turnovers later on in the year, then I really think we are talking about some W's racking up.
Falcons season opener Sunday, Mercedes-Benz Stadium, 1 o'clock kick against Tampa, live on your home of the Falcons Sports Radio, 90 Time the Game. John Fricke with Will McFadden, senior editor of AtlantaFalcons.com. If I put my finger on a couple of concerns I have going into the opening game, certainly we've talked about right tackle. Defensive line depth. Does this team really have, you know, a way? I know that they re-signed Kentavious Street back to the practice squad, but I mean, my concern is it's you line up a Bucky Irving and you're just going to run right at us. And, you know, if we get shoved off the line for 5 yards on every first down and it's second down and five every time because you can't stop anything between the tackles, that's going to be a problem.
It absolutely will. If a team is able just to run it up the middle like that, that's the simplest, the most effective way to win a football game is, hey, we can line up and they can't stop us. All right, well, there you go. We're going to just keep doing this then. We don't even need to go to chapter two. The Falcons are smart enough to anticipate that. I do believe that the presence of Divine Diablo and then what kind of Caden Ellis is able to build on this upcoming year after a great year last year, I think that's been overlooked a little bit. It's not entirely about just having the beefiest guys on the interior. It's about having some gap discipline from your linebackers. It's about having smart players who can read and react and flow. I do think the Divine Diablo will really be an impactful player in that regard in particular. Is his kind of diagnostic skills jumped out to me when I turned on the tape to see what the Falcons were getting in him this offseason. So, you know, again, later on and, you know, the practice squad is something that they look at as a much more fluid situation, which the league allows for this year. So having a veteran option on your practice squad, there's much more flexibility in terms of being able to bring them up and activate them on game day than there used to be. That being said, though, it's probably a much better spot to be in to need a big kind of gap-plugging run defender than, say, a smaller, fast, twitchy, pass rush oriented guy who's got all the moves in the back. So if they need to adjust in one direction, I think beefing up the run defense would be another great way to use that early bye week to say, okay, we kind of see that this is working. Where is it not? And make those tweaks. I think it's easier to adjust onto the run side of things. But again, I'd expect they have a plan in place with some of the young guys. And I think Brandon Dorlus was a standout in training camp, and I have high expectations for him.
Well, Will McFadden, AtlantaFalcons.com. Game management, you know, we talk about this, and I don't want to overstress it, but it is a really important game. You're not playing Jacksonville on the road to start. It's conference, it's division, it's Tampa. It's, you know, I'm not saying it's a must win, but, boy, it's a one-and-a-half-plus win if you win it, not just a one win. Game management from Raheem Morris is going to be under the microscope if this turns out to be a game that goes down to the wire, and it might well do that. And what is your expectation here that Raheem Morris kind of took to heart some of the mismanagement of clocks and things of that nature that happened on a couple of occasions last year to kind of relearn that and understand that can happen again, especially with a young quarterback?
Yeah, he says he has. And, you know, I mean, time, I think, will tell, but he has from day one been I try to learn a lesson from every situation type of person. And so that is the goal for every member of the organization each offseason is you kind of go at it, you come together at the end, you say, all right, what can we work on? Where are the areas we need to improve? Here's kind of your mission plan, go attack it. And for this offseason, I have to imagine that Raheem's was very oriented on kind of the game management piece, some of those very critical split-second decisions that, yeah, again, happen really under, like, incredible pressure and in the blink of an eye. And so I do think that they're very tough decisions to make, and hindsight is always 20/20, but you're in this situation for a reason, and you have to trust that you're going to get those calls right because they can really dictate the swings of the games. But there was also some good last year. I think a moment on the Netflix documentary Quarterback, the second season, against, I think it was New Orleans. It may have been right after that Tampa game, to get down there with 12 seconds left, kind of complete that pass, go down, clock the ball, and be able to bring Younghoe out for the game-winning kick. Like, that was a situation where you had to understand the quarterback that you had in place, that he was going to be able to effectively communicate it out to everybody, that you had a veteran offensive line who understood and has worked together. So it's like there's so much stuff as the clock is ticking down. Do we do this or do we opt for a different play? And so I think there was some good and bad. But Raheem ultimately is going to be kind of judged, and I think that lingering question about game management is stuck in the minds of fans, as you mentioned. And so it's going to be a question I think people are looking for him to answer this year. But hearing from him, it does sound like he was aware of that, and he has taken the steps to improve that element of himself as a coach. So we'll see.
Will McFadden, AtlantaFalcons.com. Thanks for taking a few minutes. Game week, we encourage everybody to go check out all the very latest on the Falcons at AtlantaFalcons.com. Thanks, Will.
Of course. Anytime, John. Thank you.
Quick break, and then we open up the phone lines. Let's talk. It is game week for the Atlanta Falcons. It's reaction week to college football. It's everything you wanted to be on a Labor Day. Do you want to jump in on the Braves or United? You're always welcome. But you know what where we're going with this. 404-726-0929. You heard Will react to it, what he said, yay or nay, on Sports Radio 92 on the Game.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Shop Blinds.com Labor Day Mega Sale happening now. Save up to 50% site-wide plus a free measure. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.